The last 12 Czech soldiers stationed in Afghanistan as part of a NATO mission to fight the Taliban returned home on Sunday afternoon, thus bringing to an end the longest operational deployment in Czech army history. In total, some 11,500 Czech soldiers took part in the mission, some repeatedly, while 14 of their comrades in arms died in the line of duty. Brian Kennedy has the details.
NATO announced in April that the alliance would pull out of Afghanistan on the symbolic date of September the 11th, 20 years to the day since the terror attacks took out New York's iconic World Trade Towers, killing thousands and leading the United States to declare a war on terror. The U.S. had determined that Osama bin Laden and his al-Qaeda network were responsible for the 9/11 attacks, operating out of Afghanistan. The following day, for the first time in history, the NATO alliance invoked its mutual defense clause, according to which an attack on one member is an attack on all.
Večer odletí do Afghánistánu první část personálu České vojenské polní nemocnice.
The Czech Republic sent its first soldiers to the NATO mission in Afghanistan in the year 2002. The first ones served in field hospitals, followed by special units trained in combating chemical and biological weapons, and then surgical and reconstruction teams. There were also, of course, soldiers on the ground on patrol, protecting bases and training Afghan troops, as well as helicopter pilots and other specialists. 14 Czech soldiers were killed during the NATO mission. The first casualty came in 2007. The worst attack in 2014 claimed 5 lives. 3 others were killed by a suicide bomber in 2018. A ceremony honoring their memory and the service of their comrades, which included a flyover by fighter jets, was held on Wednesday at the National Monument on Prague's Vítkov Hill. Among those in attendance was Jakub Havel, a member of Pardubice's 14th Logistics Support Regiment, who lost a friend in Afghanistan.
You go there knowing the danger, you are counting on it, but in secret your soul wants to believe it will turn out well, that you will return home in peace.
A number of politicians have spoken out against NATO's departure from Afghanistan, including President Miloš Zeman, Prime Minister Andrej Babiš, and Foreign Minister Jakub Kulhánek. At Wednesday's ceremony, Minister of Defense Lubomir Metnar told Czech television that the government respected the decision to pull out, but believed it was premature.
Pro nás je to závazné. Můj osobní názor a nejenom můj je ten, že to je špatně načasované.
For us, it's the next step. My personal opinion, and not only mine, is that it is premature and the problems will remain.
A že ty problémy tam ještě budou nadále pokračovat.
Minister Metnar went on to say that the security situation in Afghanistan is not at the level where the government can handle it on its own. For that reason, the departure of Czech soldiers was bittersweet, with some feeling their comrades had died in vain. But according to Czech Army Chief of Staff General Aleš Opata, the NATO mission in and of itself was enormously important, as the operational deployment helped professionalize the army itself. The last Czech unit to serve in Afghanistan, which had arrived in February, was tasked with dismantling the base in Kabul and transferring armaments, equipment, and other Czech Army materiel back to the country. After September 11th this year, only guards at the Czech embassy in Kabul will remain.